Turn to picture 7. After Jesus had done this miracle of feeding 5,000 people, he told his disciples that they should cross over to the other side of the lake. So he told them to get into the boat and go. But Jesus wanted to go and pray by himself. It was now night time, and as the disciples were in the boat, in the middle of the lake, a very big wind came, and oh, it made big waves come, and the lake was so bad. The disciples knew that this was a very bad wind, and if it got any worse, they would be in great trouble. They were all afraid, even though they were big men. Boys and girls, have you ever been on Lake Victoria or down in Mombasa when it was very windy and there was a very big bad storm? If you have, then you know why the disciples were very worried. But suddenly they could see way over there. Oh, what was it? Yay! It was a ghost. Oh, everyone was afraid. But Jesus shouted to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then Peter said, "Lord, if it is really you, tell me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." And Peter, oh, he was so excited. He climbed out of the boat and he started to walk on the water towards Jesus. But when Peter looked around and saw the huge waves coming to him, he got afraid and he shouted to Jesus, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and got Peter before he went under the water. Then Jesus said, "What little faith you have. Why did you doubt?" Boys and girls, have you ever walked on water? I mean, have you ever walked on top of a lake or on the ocean? No, I don't think you have ever done that. I have never seen anyone walking on water. But you know, with Jesus, everything is possible. Tell me, boys and girls, why do you think Peter began to sink? He was doing nicely, walking on top of the water towards Jesus. But suddenly, he began to sink. Why? Can you tell your teacher? Children, it was because Peter took his eyes off of Jesus. He was probably thinking, "Wa-la-la-la-la, is it really me that is walking on water? Wow! This is wonderful." But you know, once Peter took his eyes off Jesus and he looked around at the big waves and all the problems that were around him, he began to sink. Do you know, boys and girls, this is the same with us. Once we take our eyes off Jesus, then we begin to think about the problems that we have. Tell me, do you have problems? You know, boys and girls, Jesus is very concerned about each and every problem that we have. Maybe you can tell your teacher what problems you have, okay? And then ask Jesus to help you with your problem. This is the end of picture 7.